the letter in today's paper comparing the last few years of investments in North Carolina as investments here, that in North Carolina so much of the money went to actual infrastructure with getting high-speed internet for everybody, nice hospitals, and here so much of it, the politicians gave it to naming the softball stadium after me and giving, you know, building themselves up and pushing it back home rather than thinking what's good for everybody in the long run.
Well, see, here to me it's like it's a huge question, because it's like on one hand you're say, okay, I'm a male, I'm white, but then you're also, you're in this country, so you're an American.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore you want things to work out best for Americans. You know what I mean? It's like if you don't break with that ideology, if you're not looking out for everybody's interests,
yeah,
you're going to, whether you want to or not, whether you're good-hearted, no matter what your intentions are, you're going to end up somehow fighting to get something that somebody else doesn't have, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why the articles that I wrote at that time, I was identifying myself as part of this gay liberation movement. And that's because it's like, well, it finally came to an identity that I have. You know what I mean? And then if you were a worker, you know, that was your identity. But then what if you were a gay worker? What if you were a woman worker? What if you were a black worker? I mean, you know, sometimes it got kind of ridiculous. Which one would be the main liberation you would struggle for? And I think that's when a lot of us sort of got more radical.
Yeah.
That's when we realized we have to break with that. The term I like is emancipators of humanity. We have to basically, that's what we have to aspire to be.
Good term.
Even on a popular level, the same sentiment that Bruce Springsteen said in an interview, nobody's free unless everybody's free.
Yeah.
That's like a popular expression of the thought, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I would not write those articles the same way. And I'm not repudiating them.
Right.
In any sense of the word. Because they played a role at the time. But a lot of times people have just been very confused about where I'm coming from. You know, and I've already said that I think, you know, sexuality is a spectrum.
Yeah.
You know, and I just don't buy the narrowness in the cubby holes and stuff. So I don't know if that makes sense, but that's...
No, it does. I when I read about that the Greeks identified six sexes along a spectrum,
yeah,
from like Mr. Macho to Miss Feminine,
yeah,
I've always felt like that was probably a little more accurate than ours.
I mean, I will say that I'm against, you know, the traditional family and the traditional relationships that our society maintains and preserves, and you know, I would like to see a much more tolerant and open society.
Yes.
With freedom for, you know, sexual expression, same-sex marriage, you know. But I think the key is I'm against oppression.
Yeah.
You know, of anybody. I don't mean that I'm become some sort of Pollyanna type person. I'm not saying that I think races have the right to lynch people. I mean, that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, as far as, you know, the masses of people who are oppressed in one way or another, that has to change, and we need a society where that's no longer true.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
And I've said this before, John Lennon's song Imagine, to me, is a practical blueprint for the future. It's not just a fantasy dream song.
Mm-hmm.
It's very practical.
Oh, the Goose Pimples from the... Oh, that's a good
song. Tell us, man, it's right.
I did. I